This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Got some good news. Apparently, now, media reports are saying that the CDC says it is okay to dress your chicken up for Halloween. Remember a couple days ago? We were told to not dress our chicken up for Halloween. Now we're being told, no, the CDC never made such a statement. It's okay. Nothing to squawk about. ABC News apparently caused a flap, we're being told by Huffington Post, while reporting that 92 people in 29 states had been infected with a strain of multi-drug-resistant salmonella after coming into contact with raw chicken products. The news outlet also quoted health experts who said that it was, quote, easier for a person to come into contact with harmful bacteria that live on live poultry, including salmonella. This could happen when you dress a chicken, whether in a Halloween costume or a sweater. Now, the CDC had to step up and issue a statement because everybody was bagging on the CDC for telling us to not dress up chicken when the CDC had bigger and better things to do than comment on your chicken Halloween costume. So the CDC issued a statement to clarify that, quote, despite news reports to the contrary, officials have, quote, not warned people against dressing live chickens in Halloween costumes. However, the CDC is still enforcing strict warnings, saying pet owners should never kiss your birds or snuggle them and then touch your face and mouth. I really wouldn't kiss a chicken. I just find that very ironic since I'm going to eat the chicken and eat its baby eggs. Or her baby eggs, you know, when I scramble them up. And, yeah, I just don't see that as being the fairest thing to do. So, they also say children under 5 shouldn't touch chickens. The birds should never be brought into the house. No one should eat or drink around the chickens. And people must always wash their hands after touching a chicken. Now, have you seen some of the outfits that some of these chickens are wearing? Some of these chickens have Yoda hats, cowboy hats. I guess it's a status symbol to have a chicken. Some rich people, like in Silicon Valley, have chickens. Fancy coops, chicken coops. There's one on a Harley. There's a chicken wearing some sort of denim or leather dressed up on a Harley. You know, I understand people have senses of humor. I get it. And I kind of like that. I think it's really funny. You know, I wrote an article and I found a picture with a chicken in a horse mask. I just think that's hilarious. I just do. But we need to be careful. Now, a lot of you guys have pets, and the pets listen to the show, kitty cats. I had no idea yesterday was National Cat Day. I don't know why they deserve a day. My cats just sit on their butts all day long. But I come home, and they look at me like, well, like, what are you talking about? Apparently, Shakeaboo has a Facebook account. And Shakeaboo found out on Facebook that it was National Cat Day. So I think we were supposed to celebrate or talk about our cats. Now, I don't know when National Cat Day was. Usually a lot of these national days came out in the 90s. Somebody got empowered to just start, to just start celebrating. Okay, I think 2005. So, it takes place August 8th in Canada or October 29th in the United States. I guess National Cat Day was celebrated in 2005 to help galvanize the public to recognize the number of cats that need to be rescued each year and also to encourage cat lovers to celebrate the cats in their life for the unconditional love and companionship they bestow upon us. Do these guys know cats? Cats don't give unconditional love. Cats are about the only pet where they will only pretend to love as long as you feed them or give them what they want. Obviously, whoever is organizing this has no clue about cats and the companionship they bestow upon us. My cats do not give me any. I mean, the dogs do. Cats just feed me and then leave me alone. Cats don't want really any. Maybe some of them want a little tickle tummy, but no. So International Cat Day is August 8th. That was created in 2002 by the International Fund for Animal Welfare. There's a World Cat Day, February 17th in much of Europe, March 1 in Russia. And then Cat Day is unofficially celebrated February 22nd in Japan. That's according to Wikipedia. So, all I did is I came home. Excuse me, I opened up a can of tuna fish. Told the cats to go at it. I didn't yell at them because one, pee-peed near my desk. And it's like, I could just smell pee-pee. And then that same cat pee-peed up on the carpet upstairs. We have to rip out all the carpet. Cats cost us thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So I just didn't yell at them at much, you know. And today I'll clean out their poopoo box. That's about all I could do. But, yeah, so apparently we're supposed to be celebrating cat days. You know, when do we celebrate cat owner days? When do we get, when do we get some appreciation? You know, we have Mother's Day, we have Father's Day. Usually we don't really get to enjoy it because we have family over and we have to do all sorts of stuff. You know, if I'm going to celebrate Mother's Day, you know, there's no football. But how I would want to celebrate Mother's Day is give me a day when I could just watch football. Leave me alone. Let me eat whatever the hell I want. Okay? You know, let me have the bathroom to myself. Love to have the bathroom. Quit bugging me, you know, to do stuff I don't want to do, and let me sit there and eat junk food. That would be the way I would want to celebrate an appreciation day of me. That's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, pizza bagels and gum may actually qualify for getting a healthy label on it. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
We're good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly. Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we're being told that companies that sell pizza bagels, chewing gum, and bottled water want their foods to be called healthy. And the U.S. FDA is going to revamp its definition of healthy to reflect our changing understanding of nutrition science. This is now fueling a debate about what the new standard should say. They say frozen food makers are seeking special rules for, quote, mini meals, citing that their little pizza bagels and dumplings could be examples that might qualify. Chewing gum and bottled water companies say they should no longer be shut out from using the term because their products don't provide nutrients. Advocacy groups and health professionals are also weighing in, raising concerns about ingredients like sugar. Some say that the word healthy is inherently misleading when applied to a single product instead of an overall diet. So you see what's going on. The government is involved. If you as a product, as a manufacturer, want to put the term healthy on your product. But do we really have a consensus on what's healthy? If a product has sugar, is that considered healthy or not? Well, you do need sugar. Yeah, but it could be too much sugar. Well, who's going to say if it's too much? Many products need to have salt. Salt's a very important element that we need. But, well, sodium chloride is a compound. I get that. I get that. Sodium's the element. Sodium chloride. I get it. Mineral. Can we agree to call it a mineral, maybe? You do need salts. You need potassium. You need sodium, chloride. You need salts. You just don't need too much in a product. So how much is too much? If something is quote-unquote fortified with vitamins, like a breakfast cereal, well, does that make it healthy? But if it has so much sugar, does that make it unhealthy? So the term healthy is very relative. It's very subjective. And if the FDA is trying to make rules, I would probably suggest none of these packages have the term healthy on it. Unless it's a cucumber or a stick of broccoli. They say the federal standards for the use of the word healthy on labels was established in 1994. It set limits on total fat and cholesterol. Susan Main, who heads the FDA's food labeling division, according to Chicago Tribune, said the definition reflects a decades-old understanding of nutrition and needs to be updated. Fat and cholesterol were big deals back in the 90s. But nowadays we're like, oh, whoa, it's our sugar and our carbs, that's a problem. They say with the revamp, she said people will be able to trust the word healthy, that it's based in science, unlike many other terms on the packages. So apparently the government's definition of healthy came under scrutiny back in 2015 when the FDA warned a company Kind Candy that its snack bars had too much fat to use the term. But the company pushed back saying, well, the fat came from nuts. So since the old ruling back in the 90s, we've come to learn that there's good fats and bad fats. Bad fats are the trans fats that are partially hydrogenated. These are caused by industrial processes that allow our foods to have a longer shelf life. And now we're still trying to figure out what cholesterol, the role cholesterol has with heart disease. There's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. Now, separate U.S. dietary guidelines, which are updated usually every 5 years, no longer set limits on total fat or cholesterol. But they still recommended avoiding trans fats and limiting saturated fats, like those in meat and milk. But now, even the link between saturated fats and heart disease is being questioned. Sugar is now the big culprit. So we're trying to now address sugar. So I could foresee anything with high sugar now not get the healthy label, and I'm okay with that. But I would really just hesitate on slapping any healthy label on anything. Let's say there's chicken noodle soup, and the chicken noodle soup has carrots and celery in it. And I remember my mom would say it's healthy because there's vegetables in it. That was my definition in the 70s and 80s. If something had some vegetables attached to it, like a Big Mac, right, or a pizza with all the toppings, you made it healthy. No, you didn't make it healthy. Maybe you made it a little healthier, but do canned vegetables in a soup really have a high nutritional content, or do they lose a lot of their vitamins? If that chicken soup has a label smacked on it saying healthy, and somebody goes, you know what, then I'll take it three times a day. Is that healthy to have a salty soup three times a day? When you see something that says healthy, you'll eat more of it. Look at what happened with diet soda. We were told that diet soda had no sugar, and we would look like those models drinking diet soda in the 80s. So Pepsi Free, Tab, Pepsi Light, Coke Light, Diet Coke, all of these products we jumped on because we wanted to look like the model. And then we come to find out artificial sweeteners make you fat. Artificial sweeteners could put you at risk for diabetes. So then we have to say, well, hold the phone. I think we need to stop having somebody else tell us what's going on, and we start to use some common sense. We get lazy as humans. When I buy a product, I want somebody to do the thinking for me. If a product says, if you wear these Spanx, you'll look skinny, I'm like, fine. It says it, great. I don't have to think. I don't have to try it. We want convenience so badly that we will listen to lies. We're that stupid. You need to do your own work. You need to think things through. A cereal stocked with vitamins, or what they claim has been infused with some sort of vitamins on your crunchy cereal, does not necessarily mean that's a healthy cereal. If you want healthy, you eat lean meat and fish and vegetables and fruit, and you have a balanced diet. That's healthy. Not a product that was manufactured. You know, speaking of the manufacturing process, I was on Doug McIntyre and McIntyre in the Morning yesterday with Leanne Tweeden and Doug McIntyre, KBC in L.A., and we were talking about the plastics in our poop. Remember we talked about that about a week ago, where they looked at, I believe, 18 subjects of different countries. They looked at their poop, and they found that there were microplastics in their poop, meaning if we are absorbing products, we are, that means if the poop is coming, if the poop has elements of plastic, that means we're getting plastic into our body. Okay, you know, and that our body is trying to poop it out, and we're getting exposed to too much plastic. That's what that means. And we could be absorbing plastic. And Doug McIntyre brought up how we really have overdone it with packaging. When he was in China, he was in a grocery store, and there was no packaging. The grains were open, the vegetables were open, the juice, you filled your own jug. This, we're going to package up your food into little packages and be able to charge more and let you take it home and store it. And, you know, it did offer a lot of conveniences, and maybe it even helped us from a infectious disease component. Rather than our food sitting out there in the open with people sneezing on it or sticking their you know, salivated fingers on it, if something's packaged, we know nobody else touched it. So maybe that did help us with infectious disease. But now we're consuming so much plastic. And we're being exposed to so much plastic. By the way, if we try to reverse that, if we try to cut back on the plastic, remember, we went to plastic to kind of, you know, help the environment. And, you know, plastic was lighter than glass, right? So less fuel costs, less, you know, less carbon footprint. But if we try to go back, who's going to buy glass? Who's going to, you know, who's going to want to, deal with the other ramifications of things not in one of the lightest, most ubiquitous products out there? So somebody could say, okay, you know, look at these vegetables. It's healthy. Yeah, but what canister is it in? What container is it in? If something's bound in plastic and you're heating it up in plastic or it has BPA lining on it, then that's not healthy. So the moral to this is nothing is technically healthy unless you eat fresh, you know, raw vegetables, cook your fish, and, you know, be as fresh as possible. But once you start to screw around with all these packaged foods, it's not healthy at all. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
President Trump, in an exclusive interview with the political website Axios, the president talking about signing an executive order to end birthright citizenship. Today, President Trump and the First Lady are traveling to Pittsburgh to pay their respects to the victims that died Saturday in the synagogue shooting. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise joined Fox News and said it's good to see the president heading to Pittsburgh.
I'm glad that the president is going down. I think it's an important display that he goes down there to show that we're all Americans in these kind of tragedies and we're going to stand with each other.
Apple unveiled a new lineup of Macs, iPads, including an upgraded MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and larger iPad. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. Whitey Bulger, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Johnny Depp portrayed him, the notorious Boston gangster. James Whitey Bulger has been found dead at a federal prison in West Virginia. The 89-year-old had recently arrived at the high-security penitentiary, USP Hazleton in West Virginia, according to the Boston Herald. He was the former leader of the Winter Hill Gang. He was convicted in 2013 of participating in 11 murders, stretching from Massachusetts to Florida to Oklahoma. He was serving a life sentence. He was previously relocated from a Florida prison to a facility in Oklahoma. He did have some medical ailments. Not clear why he was on the move. Had spent 16 years as one of the nation's most wanted fugitives before he was captured in Santa Monica in 2011. He had been arrested with his girlfriend, Catherine Gregg, who's 67 years old, pleaded guilty in 2012 to identity fraud and harboring him. She remains locked up in a federal women's prison in Minnesota. So he has been found dead. The mob boss, we're not sure yet why he was 89 years old. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember, there was a giant inflatable colon that had been stolen from the University of Kansas Cancer Center. This happened 2 weeks ago, and police have found it. That's pretty good. Not sure why anybody would steal it, but the giant inflatable pilfered intestine was recovered from a house in Kansas City, Missouri, after investigators followed up on a tip. Yeah, this is not the easiest thing to hide. The Kansas City Police Department tweeted on Monday that nobody has been taken into custody yet, noting their investigation into the theft is ongoing. The stolen colon, weighing 150 pounds and costing more than $4,000, was poached from the bed of a parked pickup truck in Kansas City on October 18th. It was supposed to be displayed at a breast cancer 5K marathon on October 20th. Now, there was a reward. The American Society of Gastroenterology offered a $1,000 reward to anyone who could come forward with information regarding the missing colon. Now, I'm surprised because you wonder how much that was to make. My guess is maybe it was a lot more than $1,000 for that. I would just make a new one. It's one of these inflatable things. Then you just add a couple little pockets. You paint it pink. It's really not that hard. But anyway, they say a fundraiser organized by the Colon Cancer Coalition to buy a new colon raised over $11,000 of its $4,000 goal on Monday. And by the generosity of Quest Diagnostics and Salix Pharmaceuticals, now they have two inflatable colons. Three if you count the recovered one. Hashtag stolen colon, according to Fox News. I don't know. People are stupid. I don't understand. I mean, you know, I can understand stealing something because you could sell it and, you know, pay for food, you know, for your family. I understand, you know, people have, you know, stolen since biblical times. I get that, or caveman times. But what are you going to do with the colon? Why would you steal? I think there's just some people that just like to, you know, get away with it and say, I stole a colon. Now, sad news. There's a 20-year-old woman who choked to death because she was at a pancake eating contest. Now, the family has filed a lawsuit against the Connecticut University she was attending, and they want to raise awareness of the preventable dangers associated with amateur eating competitions. So, I don't know if you guys remember the story, but Caitlin Nelson was participating in Sacred Heart University's Greek Week celebration. That was March 30th, 2017. She reportedly began to shake uncontrollably and fell to the floor after eating multiple pancakes in a short period of time. Two nursing students who were in attendance at the school's sanctioned charity event tried to perform life-saving measures. Paramedics arrived. And I guess the family's lawsuit claims that responding officers found a mass of pancake paste like concrete in her airway. So what does that mean? Well, probably what happened is she swallowed the pancakes, it started to dissolve, and then she started to throw it up or aspirated it. And so it came up the esophagus, fell into the lungs. Now, it could have been because she had a seizure. Maybe this shaking uncontrollably was a seizure, or maybe she did burp, it came up, got lodged in the lungs, or she ate so fast. But usually when it's a paste, it, to me, it's already partially digested. And unfortunately, stopped her breathing and she died. Nelson of Clark, New Jersey, was rushed to St. Vincent's Medical Center in Bridgeport, later transferred to New York Presbyterian. She had died there. And Caitlin's family, they say, is bringing this case to expose the dangers associated with amateur eating contests and to prevent other families from having to endure this preventable tragedy. They say these contests are significantly more dangerous than people realize, and it's critically important for the public, especially educational institutions, to understand that certain foods are safer than others, and a modicum of forethought can literally save lives. And what's really ironic is I bet this university said no to hot dogs because they thought more people would choke on hot dogs. So they probably thought pancakes were softer. The human body does not like stupid. And these contests where you're trying to eat as much as you can and win a contest, and the body can't handle that. So, very sad. You know, Greek life and Greek week and rushing is definitely different. My son has been rushing AEPI. He's a pledge for AEPI. My husband's AEPI. And so I'm very relieved at some of the activities because I remember horror stories 20, 30 years ago of what people had to do to get into a fraternity. And you would be really, elephant walks, things like that. I mean, really, really embarrassing, ridiculing, self-deprecating type things that you had to do. You guys saw the movie Old School. Nah, maybe a little bit like that, but I think they went too far. Now they're controlling drinking. A lot of universities don't allow fraternities to have alcohol at their parties, even if you're over 21. Hazing has to be really mild. And, you know, yeah, you get yelled at, you know, drill sergeant type of stuff. But, you know, thankfully, it's not bad. Nobody has to, you know, become completely intoxicated with alcohol. Nobody has to smoke pot. It's very, shall we say, chill. And maybe it took the fun out of fraternities, but as a parent who has a kid that's scared to death that hazing could kill him, I am very, very grateful. And my kid goes to UNLV, and I'm really happy that UNLV really has her act together with that. So way to go, UNLV. Way to go, AEPI. Well done. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember we talked to you guys about methamphetamines being disguised as candy or sweet tarts. Well, a 5-year-old boy in Ohio ate a piece of Halloween candy that was laced with drugs. Braylon Carwell was hospitalized for a suspected seizure and later tested positive for methamphetamines. He had gone trick-or-treating on Sunday before he became ill. He says the left side of the face was just droopy, and then he fell, and then he couldn't move his left arm. He didn't know where he was, and he didn't know what he was doing. The Galleon Police Department, which is investigating the incident, collected the boy's candy and his fake vampire teeth, and that's how they were able to see. Apparently, they're reminding parents to also check their candies, non-candy items, like rings, bracelets, necklaces, or fake teeth, because they can be tampered with. The boy's mother said she's counted her blessings that she got to bring her son home okay and alive. Again, you have got to examine the candy. Anything that doesn't look like it's from a store package. Or, you know what a lot of parents do is they say, look, you'll eat our candy. Go ahead, trick or treat. But we'll have your favorite candy at the house that we purchased. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Thank you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Thank you for Brad, who's working the dials. And thank GCN Network for making the show happen. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've been keeping our close eye on this acute flaccid myelitis. I had warned many of you that we don't think it's transmissible from one person to another, because you're not seeing brothers and sisters become affected by this or whole school classrooms. You're seeing sporadic cases. However, I do feel it's a virus that many kids are being exposed to, and a select few are unfortunately succumbing to this brain and spinal cord inflammation, especially spinal cord, causing their limbs to just go limp. Well, the director of CDC has also said that, again, they do not think this is transmissible from human to human. We have seen a recent spike, and the CDC has been watching this since 2014, but we have seen a recent spike, and so far 72 cases of the disease, this acute flaccid myelitis known as AFM, has been confirmed in the United States. Child seems to be sick, having sneezing, coughing, cold-like symptoms, kind of mild, and then by the next day loses the loss of their limbs, muscle strength, seems to look like they've had a stroke. Unfortunately, this could paralyze them and even cause death. Only one death has been reported back in 2016. No deaths have been reported so far this year. So Dr. Redfield, Robert Redfield, told CBS This Morning, co-host John Dickerson, in an interview, it's going to air later today, that I've recently asked again to put together a task force to really try to look at where we're at and what else could we do to try to solve this problem. The good news is that it doesn't appear to be transmissible from human to human. We don't see, quote, clustering in families. I do think that this is a new occurrence in the United States. Our suspicion is that it's caused by a single agent. That's the dominant disease that we're confronting right now. So, scaring the hell out of parents because they're like, okay, we're in cough and cold season now. Our kids are going to school. How do I know if my kid isn't going to be the one that starts going, you know, becoming paralyzed? You don't. We don't know nothing about, we don't know enough about this. We do think it could be an enterovirus, very similar to polio. Most of these kids have been vaccinated against polio, so we don't believe it's polio. It's polio-like, meaning starts as a cold and then you become paralyzed. Maybe it's an enterovirus that is outsmarting the current vaccine system. But again, with polio, you could easily transmit it, you know? With this, this seems like it's a virus, a very common one. And luck of the draw, unluck of the draw, a kid will get it and then unfortunately become paralyzed. Usually these kids will resolve, but we're having some that haven't. So we'll keep you posted on this, but it's still rare. 72 cases this year, too many for me, my taste, but we aren't talking about an epidemic, nothing like the flu yet. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people out there ask, how often can we get pregnant? When you have one baby, how long should you wait before having another baby? Well, at first we were told, oh, it could be any time that year, that's fine. Then we were told wait a year and a half. Now we're being told, no, just wait a year. If it's too small a gap, moms could risk premature births, have smaller babies. They say there could be infant or mother mortality. Moms need to recoup from a pregnancy. But you don't necessarily have to wait too long and then start having the risks of advanced maternal age. And a lot of us parents, we want our kids close in age. My kids are 2 years, 8 months apart. They were going to be 2 years, 9 months apart, but we had to give birth to my son early because he wasn't growing. And he was still a big baby, but he was still 7 pounds, but he was 7 pounds for a whole month. And so we like having babies kind of closer in age because then you could get all the baby stuff done with. They could play together, then you could ride the boring rides at Disneyland, and then finally when they grow up, they could then, okay, fine, if you got to take one to a game, if they're both at the same high school, you could take them both to high school at the same time. Or, you know, their friends are similar, they could all go to the movie, they'll all hopefully like the Iron Man movie, you're good. You don't want it too close together. So senior author, study author, Dr. Wendy Norman, said it was encouraging news for women over 35 who were planning their families. She says older mothers for the first time have excellent evidence to guide the spacing of their children. So where did they get this one-year interval? Well, apparently they looked at 150,000 births in Canada. This was done by the University of British Columbia and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. And the study found 12 to 18 months was the ideal length of time between giving birth and becoming pregnant again. So, the current World Health Organization guidelines recommend an ideal interval of 24 months and no fewer than 18. They found that if you did, however, get pregnant less than 12 months after giving birth, it was associated with risks for women of all ages. They say there were risks to the mother only for women older than 35. Risks to the infant were found for all women, the greatest if you were between 20 and 34. That's if you were having babies too quick. Women over 35 who conceived within 6 months after previous birth had a 1.2% risk of maternal mortality, so a higher risk of them dying. The mom. Waiting 18 months between pregnancies did reduce the risk to 0.5%. Younger women who got pregnant 6 months after previous birth had an 8.5% risk of premature labor, but it dropped to 3.7% if they waited a year and a half. So, they say our study found increased risks to both mom and infant if the pregnancies are closely spaced. All right, I'll buy it. I think that's good. So, it's a scary time for parents. Some people are really fertile and they could, you know, get pregnant a little quicker. For others who are nervous and they are, you know, believe, well, we're aging and, you know, we're not going to, you know, be able to have children, they may try to hurry things along. I like the year mark. I'm comfortable with that. I think your body can recover in a year. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say many Americans think that alternative medicine can cure cancer. And this is happening because we have more and more stars saying, you know what, my cancer came back, so I'm just going to do cannabis oil. Or I'm going to do some alternative stuff. Now, a survey was released from the National Cancer Opinion Survey and in the American Society of Clinical Oncology, a leading group of cancer doctors, and they found that nearly 40% of Americans said they believe that cancer could be cured solely through alternative therapies, like oxygen therapy, use of certain diets, vitamins, and minerals. But experts say these therapies are not recommended as a sole treatment for cancer because we don't have evidence to support their benefit. And, in fact, it could be harmful because you could be delaying treatment. There was a study in 2017 published in the Journal of National Cancer Institute found that cancer patients who used only alternative medicines were 2.5 times more likely to die during a 5-year period than somebody who did surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, immunotherapy. Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, only 2.45 times. That's not that bad. It's still bad. So, our evidence-based cancer therapy is still the go-to. But what devil's advocate would say is, well, when is somebody going to study a no-sugar diet? When is somebody going to study cannabis? When is somebody going to study certain herbs, turmeric, let's say, in cancer? Well, in order to get these studies, you need money. You need years. You need patients who will forego cancer treatment to just try the cannabis. That's what makes this so tricky. We can't ethically ask a person to not, or say, okay, this is your placebo, and not treat their cancer and give them a marijuana joint. We can't do that. That's why we don't have data. 1-877-DOCDALI.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hull, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hull, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.